Okay, so this one time in high school, I had some friends over. Actually, it was a sleepover. My parents weren't home that night, but I had permission to have friends stay over. We stayed up late at night, and we were playing outside in the front yard. We had all the lights on out front, and the garage door was open too. We took a break from playing and came into the house to get some snacks. We were sitting in the living room laughing and eating chips, and just then, a woman opens my front door and walks into my house. We all freeze. Nobody knows this woman. She looks at us, turns around, and walks back outside. My friends ask, "Who was that?" I have no idea. I sprang up, peeked out the front window. Nobody was there. I could feel my heart pumping. I slowly opened the front door and went outside. As I got out there, I saw someone going into my house through the garage door. I go after them, following them. And by the time I get inside, there are three strangers standing in my living room looking at my friends. It was freaky. I was bewildered. One turned to me and said, "You must be Albert." "I'm not Albert," I shouted. Then they said, "Oh, you must be Eric then." "I'm not Eric either. Nobody here is Albert or Eric." Panic set in on the strangers in my house. They all looked at each other with their eyes widening. I then spoke up. "But there is an Albert and an Eric that live next door." They looked at the piece of paper in their hand and back to me and immediately started apologizing. They came to visit the neighbors, but they didn't read the directions right. And the neighbors told them they'll just leave the door open and they should just walk on in since they're arriving so late. But then they got the house wrong and walked into my house instead. I can laugh about this now, but I was freaked out at the time. You ever make a mistake like this, where when you misread one number, it puts you in a situation that has crazy consequences?